Opie made a stupid joke to her husband and he stormed off, but there's more to it than seems at first. This comes from Biscuits and Butters. Let's see if we can spread our way to the truth. Hey Reddit, I am an Instagram snooper, so this is my first time here. I honestly never expected to post here because my husband, 30 male, and I, 27 female, have a great relationship. Do you? It Why are you like here?
If don't. You're on Reddit,
your relationship is trash.
Yeah, it's in the dumpster.
I don't care what it's about.
Of course, I can't say that we haven't had our occasional bumps, but it's honestly a dream come true all the way through. Our wedding was April 2021, and we both cried like babies that day. And since then, the sailing has been smoother than soap. And I'm not talking about Sophia's nickname, okay?
Soap.
Soap. This afternoon, me and him came home after a little lunch outing with our newly engaged friends, Kai and Marie. It went great, but was like just another outing, nothing special, though we got some bomb pasta back home, which I'm currently shoveling into my gob. Yummy. Since it is too chilly for ice cream. We live in a super tiny apartment, and so he showered first while I got the leftovers into the fridge and whatnot. I went in after him, finished my shower, and put some lotion on my palm, and I accidentally squeezed too much and dabbed some of it away. After I rubbed it on my face, I still had some of the leftovers on my fingers, and I did exactly what any perfectly sane person would do. On my thumb, I whipped a little smiley face and some spiky hair to create Lotion Man.
There's also a picture of it.
Oh,
the
there is
a picture.
Where is this going? I have no idea where this is going.
Just you wait. Yeah, there's a picture at the bottom.
There is. I think this is the big buildup for the drop you are not expecting nor ready for.
Yeah. Oh, God. Okay.
He didn't really react. He just looked at my hand and blinked at me. I honestly was just goofing around and started making a silly voice and saying some random shit sprinkled with some inside jokes to him.
Hey there, babe. You're looking real great today. I'm Mr. Lotion Hand Man. I love you.
That was great, John.
Do you?
Really good.
I was blabbing for about a minute before he just up and left. Left forever?
I don't have time for this childishness.
Is the relationship over?
I'm divorcing you.
She was doing an improv bit and he just left.
Oh, that is not very yes hand of him.
Sophia does not approve of this.
No, following the rules of improv.
If everyone left the room while I was doing an improv bit, I'd never see anyone.
That was no and we're divorced.
You want to see the Lotion Man?
Yeah, I want to see the Lotion Man.
Sorry, John. That's what I put in there.
Give us Lotion Man.
Lotion Man.
You need to Lotion Man.
That is cute.
Do you think that she recreated Lotion Man?
I think it's a recreation. Yeah. Because did she hold it throughout the whole fight? I think not. I was, of course, completely oblivious as he grabbed some of his stuff, and I was just smiling and asking where he was going in kind of a playful way. He has a huge truck, and we just returned from a trip, so he has enough stuff to last him weeks. So it didn't really dawn on me that he was leaving until he drove away. He is maybe not leaving forever, but he is gone. How long? We don't know.
Yeah. All because of Lotion Man.
All because of Lotion Man.
He said, lives.
There can only be one man in your life, and he is not made of lotion. He is me.
Also.
Uh-oh.
The fridge.
Did you leave the fridge open? You and Riley always leave the fridge open.
Daddy,
don't be putting me on this.
You always leave it open.
She's over here doxing me. You know what you always do?
What?
What?
What do I always do, Riley?
Never mind.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Say it.
That's what I thought.
Say it.
You always complain. There. I said You
what's
always
your,
like
what's your rebuttal?
The smell's bad.
Just stop giving me things to complain about.
Well, there's not. You just look for things to complain about.
No, they just appear.
Because you look for them.
If you say so.
Riley, remove them. Remove all the complaint-worthy items. Yeah. That's all you have to do, okay?
Easy.
It's super simple.
What?
Is everything gravity?
Gravity.
Dude, I actually did. No fucking joke. I was thinking about that going up the stairs earlier today. I was like, whoa, gravity's crazy. I have to put 1 foot higher than the other to just move.
Gravity is Riley's Roman Empire.
Whoa.
This is true.
Look at that. Dude, look. It, like, for a moment.
And I had an orange in my hand, too, when I thought of it.
It's completely still. Dude, we're like Newton.
You're joining the mind meld. Mm-hmm. Welcome, brother.
We all think the same.
All right.
Please put that in there.
Maybe. I honestly feel like Booble the Fool for making such a stupid joke and letting him just leave like that. I texted him a few times and he just said that he's thinking about things and that he's at his brother Tyler's place.
Thinking about Lotion Man.
There has to have been something else.
No, dude, I feel like it's a red... You know what this guy screams of not... liking goofy girls.
Yeah, no. I feel like he is like
he's too
lame.
Serious.
He's
yeah.
too serious, and he's like, my girlfriend is too fun for me.
And is this
I love a goofy girl.
Yep.
You have to find about goofy girls.
Is this an excuse to leave the relationship?
Yeah.
How I dare you make like a lotion man? So I can leave you for a lotion woman. Yeah.
Like he's already been thinking about leaving.
Yeah, that's what
lotion
I think. I think there was something else
excuse.
Going on.
Yeah. Lotion man is a scapegoat.
Yeah. Lotion man is a catalyst.
Well. I've been texting him nonstop, but he hasn't been responding or even reading any of it. He also sleeps really early, so I doubt I can get in contact with him anytime soon. And his brother isn't responsive either, so I'm just leaving my phone on the nightstand and holding my breath. I don't think it really dawned on me yet. I stared blankly at the door for like 10 minutes before I got off my ass and actually tried contacting him. I've been with this man for years and I'm always cracking cheesy jokes. I feel so stupid and like shit for making Lotion Man and continuing after no responses instead of just shutting up and accepting that I'm unfunny. You're goofy and adorable.
We love Lotion Man.
We love Lotion Man.
I would have laughed.
Same. At the same time, I'm just confused. He's never been at this point, even in our rougher patches. The worst we've done is just takes breaks from sex or talk to one another a little less. Wasn't planning on getting into my sex life, but honestly, I'm just rambling at this point. Go off, girl. I'm all for giving space, but I can't say I'm not hurt. He is just leaving. And the process of divorce is just so, ugh, I don't even want to think about it anymore.
What? Wait, there are, like, she's going to divorce?
He hasn't literally spoken to her.
Lotion
so
Man.
So she doesn't know what's going on. She's like, maybe I am getting divorced.
That would be crazy. I mean, it's definitely not because of Lotion Man, though.
No.
Once you make a Lotion Man, it is a very slippery, lubricated slope.
That is true.
Okay. That's
true.
What they say.
Mm-hmm. Was making Lotion Man as big of a mistake as I think it was? Any advice on getting him back home? Thank you, Reddit. Also, any cute subreddit suggestions would be appreciated. This is my first time on Reddit, and I want to distract myself. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a giant juicy update. Yeah. But first, we must break down and help OP.
Well, I think like right now she's just searching for answers, right? And I think there's like only one person you can really call in a situation like this.
Lotion Man. We're definitely Team Lotion Man over here.
I'm Team Lotion Man, dude.
But actually, what should she do in regards with rekindling or just contacting her husband?
I mean, she's reached out.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's reached out to the brother. She's reached out to him. I think she can't really do anything except wait.
So we do nothing.
At least I feel she texts him and is like, hey,
it's only been a day.
Oh, really?
Right. It's only been a day.
I thought it had been like a while.
He went to sleep. It's been like a day.
It seems it's been like a day. He is now at his brother Tyler's house.
For right now, I would say like wait a day, wait a couple of days. He'll probably respond at some point. If it goes by a week, then maybe like start talking to maybe some of his other family members, see if you can get contact with him.
I feel like after a day you text him and you're like, hey, this is not okay. A way to, you know, have an argument. You need to communicate with me. And I don't appreciate the silence.
I like that.
Thank you. I like that.
I like that. But also like send that and then wait a week.
Yeah. And then wait. Yeah.
And then give it time. But I am not going to wait to get into this update.
Ooh, genre with the rhyme?
Hey, Reddit, I posted earlier about how my husband left after I told a dumb joke. You can find it here. And I followed the advice I got and I kept my distance. Sounds like people like us.
So she didn't send anything. Just distance.
As far as we know, after that point.
Yeah.
You all had me really pondering about how much of my relationship was just the butterflies and kittens that I thought it was. I still firmly believe that everything was absolutely perfect before it happened, but oh well, I have my opinions. So you guys were right about some things and wrong about some things. For those of you saying that the lotion thing had nothing to do with it, you were kind of wrong.
What do you mean?
But for the people who said something happened during the lunch outing, you were right on the money.
Which lunch outing?
He came back from lunch, I think.
Oh, when she was making Lotion Man jokes, he had just come back from lunch.
Yeah.
Don't make Lotion Man jokes when a man is fresh off of his big old lunch.
Yeah, they say 30 minutes after eating, don't swim, and don't make lotion jokes. Yep.
That's right. Yeah. My husband came back the other day. He came back.
Let's go.
He's here. He apologized and said he was ready to talk. I obliged. Mm. I tried my best not to be all over him, but quite frankly, I miss the man so damn much. He is my husband, after all. He told me the following. I mentioned previously that we went out with our two newlywed friends, Kai, 30 male, and Mary, 29 female. We did have some quality time with all four of us, but often one or more people were missing from the table, considering it was a fusion buffet and the food was amazing. Well, apparently, at some point, my husband and Marie grabbed some food together, maybe grabbing other things, or maybe before we left, since I know I was talking to just Kai for a while before they appeared and we got to the car. Whatever it was, they were alone together. And put an ICU in the comments if you see something.
Uh-oh.
That is bold to like
at
hook
the
up.
Function, yeah.
Yeah, at the function.
Marie, the fiance, told my husband that when Kai proposed, she realized that she was in love with him, my husband.
That is a big admission.
Wait, during the proposal? She was like...
No, right after he proposed.
Oh, okay, right after. Yes. She was like, yes. And then she was like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. I'm in love with you. Wait a minute.
At the fusion food bar, picking up some chicken and like, hey, I actually realized I'm in love with you. You are my lotion man. Though, she accepted Kai's proposal and tried to put her feelings to rest by organizing a lunch out. So let me distract my feelings by the person I love by getting lunch with him.
And then telling him that I love him.
Yeah.
Genius.
Well... I mean, maybe they just like, I feel like discussing it more could be helpful, but you should also tell your wife immediately.
Yeah. That's the theme of this. Tell your wife immediately. Mm-hmm.
Though apparently she was charmed or some BS because she asked him to run away with her or something. Bum, bum, bum. Marie wants to run away with him.
Yo, that's whack.
She still wants him.
And he did. He literally grabbed his suitcase.
You're right.
He was about to run away.
He did run away.
Run away.
We did that at the same time, baby.
Oh my goodness, I'm in shock.
John, I have these like bumps on my neck. Ooh. It kind of like, I don't know, feels like a rash. I'm not sure if it's from surfing or if I have like an infectious disease.
Kind of gross.
Kind of gross. A little bit. So I've been like, a little worried. Yeah. And I don't want to be worried anymore.
Yeah, that you shouldn't be. You should fix it.
And I think there's one way to fix it. It's going on ZocDoc literally right now and searching for dermatologists near me. I actually just found one 2.8 miles away, has 4.91 stars, 169 views, and there's an appointment tomorrow.
What are you doing here right now?
I'm obviously going to go to ZocDoc right this second.
Let's do it.
ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you.
And instantly book appointments with them online.
And these docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients.
We're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists.
And you can filter for ones that take your insurance.
And treat basically any condition you're searching for.
The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 and 72 hours.
Sometimes even same day.
I use ZocDoc. We use ZocDoc and you should too.
So go to ZocDoc.com/OKOP and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today.
That's ZocDoc.com/OKOP. ZocDoc.com/OKOP.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I don't know, but she wanted him to leave me and be with her. Now, Marie is honestly gorgeous, which I hate to say because I'm so pissed off with her.
And she would never make a lotion man show.
Never. She's not a lotion
she's
man.
She's gorgeous, but if she's funny as lotion man,
so
I
saying.
Think
not. Not a lotion man
she
type of gal.
She the goof factor.
Mm-mm. She's a typical blonde, blue-eyed, skinny pageant girl. Ugh. I hate those.
Gross.
Who looks kind of like Emma Watson. I
Ew.
Am not.
Gross.
Hey, get out of here.
Don't be saying that about Emma Watson.
I love Emma Watson. She's cool.
Yeah, but Emma Watson's goofy. She would do
yeah,
Lotion
but Emma
Man.
Emma Watson would love Lotion Man.
That's right.
She may look like Emma Watson, but I got her personality.
Mm-hmm. My husband gently turned her down and wished her all the best. But he says he had her on his mind for a while. We were all college friends, so we know one another very well. And when I showed him Lotion Man, it all essentially exploded inside him. An explosion of lotion notions.
He saw the lotion man. He was like, I can't do
this
anymore.
I
have a hot Emma Watson waiting for me.
What is this emotional commotion? I had a hair towel and some crappy old clothes on. I was giggling over a stupid thing, and apparently my immaturity ticked him off, especially compared to Marie. He suddenly got cold feet about our relationship and left for his brother's place.
He's like, Marie is so sophisticated and hot.
No lotion man's
no
in
lotion.
Sight. There's only one use for her lotion. He eventually came back.
Skin.
He eventually came back and said that he loved me all over again. I was frozen in shock and asked some questions before asking him to sleep on the couch for at least that night.
Question, is this love bombing?
No.
I don't think so.
Love bombing is like an like action of like actually doing something.
It could
like to
not necessarily.
Yeah, you know?
Maybe he's, he's love bombing now to try and get back in her good graces. Actually.
No, I think it
I
is.
I think he's love bombing. No, he's just like, oh, I just realized I actually love you.
No, because it is a thing. I don't know if it is in this case, but it is a thing in abusive like relationships where people will be abusive and then be like, I'm so sorry. I love you. Like, you're amazing. You're the only person I like want and then do it again.
Flip back and forth.
Yeah.
Back
so
and
that
forth.
That is. Yeah. Could be love bombing.
Could be. Let us know in the comments.
I don't think it's love bombing.
She's a psychologist, so she would know.
That's true.
Ooh. Wait, is she, no, sorry.
No, that's the last story.
She's not a psychologist.
I don't think this is love bombing. I think it very well could be that he did realize that she is the person again, but
too late.
I don't think it's like divorce territory necessarily.
I think that's divorce territory.
But he didn't cheat on her.
I think for him to have even left.
He didn't lie, but he'd left for what, like 12 hours?
Grab your tinfoil hats.
Okay.
Because I have a conspiracy theory. The brother's place is an absolute lie. I look like I belong in Run DMC right
now. He went over and hooked up with her.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think he went to her and then he's like, I'm so stupid. I made a mistake. Let me say I went to my hey, brother Tyler,
house.
Can you say I was at your house?
Okay.
Yeah.
Got you, bro.
If that's true, obviously divorce. If it's not true, divorce. So
well,
if just
what we know
if,
that if, he's if, done, even if he like went to the girl's house, he didn't tell by omission, did not tell his wife that Marie had confessed her feelings for him.
Yeah.
And said, I want to run away with you. And then...
No. She said she wants to run away with him.
That's what I'm saying.
And she said with the intention of maybe running away.
Yes. Yeah. And also, like, strongly considered it enough that a silly joke literally made him leave.
Yeah.
And that's... Yeah.
So you're saying that it is worth divorce. I don't think so. I think it's worth therapy. But if everything else is good in the relationship and it's just like... this one thing, which is pretty bad, but
I think it could be a separation with the intent of seeing how it goes.
Because there wasn't anything like egregious that he, if he's telling the truth, there's one nothing egregious that he did.
I think he still lied.
He didn't lie. He just left.
That's a lie by omission is still a lie.
Just the way he left and everything is crazy to me.
I'm asking this question to John. If your partner left you for 12 hours.
In this way.
How long have they been married?
A couple years.
Would you divorce immediately?
Several years.
I would not divorce immediately, but I'm like, we need to sit down and talk. But, yeah. but that is very, very bad.
Yeah.
That is very, very bad.
I agree it's bad. I agree it's bad, but it's not as bad as cheating.
What is the maximum time where you would divorce? Basically, no cheating happened, but he left, like she left you to think about this. When are you like, okay, can't do this anymore? How long would you wait?
Well, in the notebook, she left to go and hang out with Ryan Gosling, and the other guy
was
like, do whatever you need to do, honey.
That was a bad relationship.
Huh? She cheated on him.
She cheated. She actively cheated on her fiance.
And it was bad.
I don't think we should reference the notebook.
But the notebook
and physical cheating happened. Not thinking about the relationship. How long, like if someone left you to think about the relationship, how long would you let them think about the relationship before you terminate it?
One day for every year of the relationship.
One day for every year.
Sam's golden rules updated.
That's a long time.
What?
Wait, one day for, for every year.
Yeah.
One day for every year of the relationship. That feels like a good rule.
That's
if you've been dating for, if you've been together for 30 years, you can leave for a month.
However, she didn't have any knowledge of what was going on.
Yeah.
He literally just left. I don't think you can leave without any.
It's the lack of context for me.
There's no context.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
He didn't explain anything.
You still get one day for every year of the relationship.
I disagree. Yeah. I disagree.
One day for every year of the relationship. Sam's bad takes. I sit on my throne.
Because if he had said, hey, I am like, I mean, he should have told the truth. But
he should have told the truth.
Even if he said like, hey, my head is just going crazy right now. I do need to take a few days for myself. I'm going to go to my brother Tyler's. That is infinitely better. Infinitely better.
Well, okay. So dad and mom have been married for 30-ish years.
Yes.
If dad left for 30 days, no warning, didn't text mom at all.
Hey, mom.
Hey, are you feeling?
Yeah. If dad left for 30 days and didn't tell you.
And no warning, no reason.
No warning, no reason. And just left. And you didn't hear from him for 30 days and he came back.
Yes.
What would you do?
I would be not very happy.
I made a rule that for every year of marriage, you can disappear for a day. Is that, would you agree with that rule?
No, it's no, no. That does not your rules. That is why you don't go on second dates. I gotta go.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Ain't no way.
I think she agreed with me.
Ain't no way. She just threw some shade in the left.
Mom, Donna, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, let's get back to reality.
Sophia with the clutch transition.
Oh my God.
So Riley, funny. Where am I? Can you help me out, buddy?
Yeah.
I think she agrees with me.
It's just a prediction tool. No, I agree with you, Sam.
It's a prediction tool, and it sounded like she would be very mad. She wouldn't divorce.
Yes.
But you also didn't tell her.
It's a prediction tool.
You didn't tell her that he came. He would have come back in this scenario.
It's a prediction tool.
He would have come back and said, I was rethinking the relationship.
She just said, she didn't say divorce. She just said, I would be very mad.
Because
obviously, you would be very mad. It's a shitty thing to do. But it is a prediction tool. And for every year of marriage, you get a day, and you can predict with somewhat certainty that they would still stick together.
I think you're saying it wrong. I think you're saying it wrong. It's for every year you get a day and the partner is more likely to stay with you with how many days you are gone.
Bingo.
Sure.
To how many years you have been into the relationship.
Bingo, you get a bingo.
I'm saying that if she wanted to divorce, I wouldn't be like, that's crazy, because not only did he leave for that allotted time, he came back and said, I was thinking about leaving you for another woman.
Well, yeah.
You didn't ask mom that.
I didn't ask mom that.
In this world, mom's thinking that dad went on like a spiritual trip.
Yeah. That is what he would be most likely to do.
That's probably what he'd be doing.
Anyway,
let's see what you guys think.
Back to the story.
Josh just waiting patiently.
The story returns. He said that he loved me all over again. I was frozen in shock and asked some questions before asking him to sleep on the couch at least.
Mm-hmm.
He did, and it didn't really help me sleep. I can't believe it, honestly, that he was considering shitting away all of our relationship for a crush.
Yeah.
I would be crushed.
Yeah.
The more I think about it, the less I can look him in the eye. Funny. Thank you.
That was funny.
We went to Thanksgiving lunch together with some of his family plus some close friends, which going to a big family function after that would be torturous.
Awkward.
Brutal.
And we spent last night together, so I think he thinks that he is in the clear.
You're not, dude. Divorce is coming.
Well, I can't lie and say I'm not considering just forgiving and forgetting, though.
Predictive tool.
He comes home from work about 6 hours from now, and I don't know what to do next. I have today off. I'm a teacher. And so I'm considering either A, contacting Kai and telling him about what his fiance is up to. My husband begged me not to, as Marie was apparently making a spontaneous mistake. B, contacting Marie and chewing her out for trying to F up my relationship or having a civil conversation. Less tempting, but it's whatever. C, contacting Tyler, his brother, and asking if he left the house at some point. Tyler is very close to Marie's place, and I'm getting worried about that. Back to my prediction.
That could be bad.
Though, I think he cheated.
Yeah,
I think he cheated too.
Me too. Though I doubt I'll get anything from him, or D, all of the above. So we are going to ask you all in the comments, and Riley and Sophia, running it back one more time.
A, B, C, or D.
Should she tell Kai, the fiance,
of Marie?
B, contact Marie and chew her out. C, tell the brother, and figure out if he actually wasn't at Tyler's house, but was at Marie's house, or do everything.
D, start with C, go to A, and then B.
I love that.
Yeah.
So basically, start with figuring out whether there was cheating.
Yep. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Then
chew Marie out
and like talk to her about what's happening. Then tell the Kai. Fiance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
That's get freaking all the facts. Fire.
Look at his. Yeah. 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 Mm. Yeah.
All the fives.
You're welcome, America.
God bless us.
And 5% Australia.
Hey. Any advice? 5%. Or
because that's where 5% of our audience is from.
Oh. Did not know that.
Yeah, I'm in the demographics.
Ooh. Any advice or well wishes, because I'm in not a great place right now, would be appreciated. I wish you well. If I do end up updating, it'll probably be on my profile, since I don't understand why the subreddit has a one update policy. Plus, I don't want to update without a definite outlook on the future. I think I've mentioned before that legal stuff scares the shit out of me, so divorce will be tough, but it seems likely. I wish I could just forget it all.
Oh, it is.
Thanks,
likely.
Reddit.
Boom.
No.
Predictive tool.
Your predictive tool means bull crap.
And you know what else I am predicting?
What?
That I know for a fact is there is an update.
Let's go.
So
put in the comments if you think he cheated or you think he didn't.
Cheated or nah?
Cheated or nah? Put in the comments.
Say I if you think he cheated.
How about divorce? Divorce or not, Sam? Divorce or not?
I divorce? If I was her?
Her.
Should if I was her. And if did he cheat or did he not cheat?
We don't know yet.
We don't know.
I would not divorce until I know.
Nah. Divorce or nah?
Yes. Yay.
Divorce?
You would divorce.
Yay.
Riley,
you,
divorce
you didn't
or
know.
Nah?
Yay.
Get the information.
You can say not.
Not divorce.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Not divorce, yeah.
What do you do? What would you do?
Nah.
Yeah, what would you do?
Nah. Okay,
nah.
No.
I would still find out. I would be like, man. Divorce, maybe, and I would still find out. But I would be like very.
You can't be on the fence. Not divorce. Currently.
Not
on the fence.
Yay.
Divorce or not.
You're divorcing?
Yay.
All right.
Okay, divorce.
Would you divorce or not? Put it in the comments.
Let us know. So on to the updates.
Update.
First of all, I would like to thank you so much for the overwhelming support and sweet messages.
You're welcome.
I was honestly not expecting this. A lot of you guys took the time to message me, and I had a lot of great conversations with fellow Redditors. I'm honestly so flattered by how freaking sweet some of you guys are. I wish I could have replied to every single one of your comments, but I upvoted them, though. I think my post got deleted. Some of you asked for pictures of Lotion Man, yet I couldn't find the feature to upload photos, but I will as soon as I can. You
we
can see it right
that
here.
Picture.
That's right. A lot of you had some really interesting theories. Lol. Mm. So did we.
And predictive tools.
And and surprisingly, most of them were somewhat right.
Oh, did he cheat?
He cheated.
Majority ruled that I should do all three. Confront Kai, Marie, husband and Tyler, not necessarily in that order, which is pretty much what we
said. That is what we said.
And so I had to get smart with it since a lot of you guys told me that any one of them could twist the story so that way they had known there was outside influence. Before I begin, yes, this full story is wacky and honestly doesn't make that much sense. I'm honestly just piecing it together via context clues, and I do have some questions left unanswered. Plus, nobody who is relaying this story is in a good headspace, and to you, it might all just seem like a ton of garbled nonsense. I'm just hoping it gets across, since I know a lot of people wanted closure on this.
We have a mystery on our hands.
Ooh, Scraggy. We got some splaining to do.
Parched.
When my husband came home, we had a conversation. He essentially said the same story, and he told me that he was open to my marriage counseling suggestion. I gave him a big hug and did the laundry. Usually we split the laundry. Plus, I had been giving him a light cold shoulder. Enough punishment, Sophia?
No.
Lay down the hammer.
She gave him a light cold shoulder and then did the laundry.
She probably like didn't laugh at one of his jokes.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that's
wow.
What it was. Those hurt.
Harsh. So I indirectly forgave him, in his eyes at least.
Oh, so she's doing
she's
a little
tricking
ruse.
Him. She's doing the old
sucker blue.
The trick.
We haven't really set boundaries with our phones. Are we doing something there? Like, we know each other's passwords and everything, but he would definitely get suspicious if I was just scrolling around on it. So instead, I agreed to meet up with Kai first, the husband of the promiscuous fiance. A lot of you guys were concerned that he would tell Marie and everything would implode, but Kai is a big gym nut and I've been wanting to go recently, so I said it as casually as possible.
You want to lift some weights, bro?
Casually?
Yeah, dude.
using this all as an excuse, and he agreed. Does Kai get a wrong message?
Yeah. This Kai like, dude.
Maybe not.
Want to pump that iron, but I want to pump you.
I'm just throwing chaos in the
mix. No, but Kai is with Marie.
Indeed, but does he want
to
be?
Well, Marie was with Kai, and she confessed her love to OP, so...
But he and being OP's proposed. Wife.
People do crazy things, Sophia.
Well, the next morning, I met with Kai. I sat down with him and told him all I know. And yes... At the gym. And yes, I cried like a baby, lifting tears from my ducts. Originally, Kai was rigid and tried to kindly poke holes in what I was saying with a few gotcha questions before he, too, broke down.
Originally, Kai was doing a plank.
Yeah.
And then he was...
Then he could plank no more.
Yeah, dude, they were doing emotional sets to failure, bro.
Oh, God. I PR'd on sadness. Marie didn't tell him a word. That was a big red flag on its own. I then went to Marie with Kai. The dual team.
Damn, dude.
Tag team.
Team Marie.
Oh, God. Not that way. Double teaming for the truth. A few Redditors.
That's a weird word for sex.
No. A few Redditors told me to be as discreet as possible. So as a suggestion, I just blurted out to her that I know everything. She played dumb at first and then eventually broke. You all were right. Marie trying to settle her crush was a BS story.
Mm-hmm.
My husband was the one who approached her.
Stinky man.
She told me that he asked her if before she sealed it with Kai, if she wanted to have a night with him and another woman. But ladies and gentlemen, here is...
Wait. OP's husband went up to Kai's wife,
fiance,
Marie, and said, do you want to have a night with me and another woman?
Yes.
So not only is there Marie, but there is a third woman.
There's a third woman.
That we don't know about.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did they do it?
Who's to say?
Here is the kicker. Marie said yes.
Bro, that is wild.
Oh my God.
To have a threesome before your wedding without your partner.
This is insanity. Everyone is terrible.
Ah!
But wait.
Except for OP.
But wait.
There's more.
I hate to say it, But that's not all.
No.
Apparently, Marie has been cheating on Kai for a while with men and women.
No.
And my husband has also been cheating frequently.
No.
And they covered for each other and occasionally met up.
No.
This is many, many, many stinky cheating sessions.
I was freaking right, man. Oh. I divorced at the first sign of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You were on the fence.
No, I wasn't.
You were on the fence.
Only play because back, you guys made me back. Feel bad. I was strong. And then you said you were really divorced. I was right.
We're just challenging you.
I think it's important to, all right, because if she just divorced, you may not have known the truth. It's important to get the truth first.
I said I would divorce, but I would figure out the truth.
But you would divorce before the truth was figured out.
I would be in the process of divorcing.
That's crazy.
That is divorcing without the truth.
Yeah, you're divorcing without the truth.
I would be in the process.
You could say nah, get the truth, then divorce.
Fine. But I would still have the intention of divorcing before I had even gotten the truth.
That's
I just
okay.
wouldn't.
So you just haven't divorced
yet. Yes.
So the truth doesn't matter.
No, it, yeah. In wow. this case, but
so
I also.
Would, so that you would just divorce based on, even if it was all true, you would still divorce.
What?
Even if what he said was true, where it was like nothing happened.
He wasn't cheating, nothing happened.
But he still left for another woman.
So that was divorce. So then you don't even need to know because you would divorce anyway.
No, but I need to know for peace of mind before I really divorce. Because people like you would be like, why did you divorce?
That shit gives you peace of mind? That the truth was worse than I could have possibly imagined.
Yeah.
That would ruin me.
Yeah. You're saying that I should have divorced finding it out.
I'm just saying, like, if you're gonna divorce and you honestly, if you already are set on divorcing with him just leaving, then divorce, because if that is enough to divorce, you're just gonna be mentally and physically broken by the actual truth of the situation. So why know the truth if you were already gonna divorce?
I don't know.
Well, anyway.
We would all divorce after the truth of this.
Yes. Yeah.
That is what we can all agree on. Join in, Sam says. Anyways, at the last moment, she declined because she wanted to be loyal to Kai.
But she's already been cheating on him.
Well, loyal to Kai now that they were engaged.
Oh, it changes yes, everything.
Yeah, cheating totally is okay different. Before marriage.
Gotcha. As if she wasn't cheating for the majority of the relationship.
That's
and he,
wild.
The husband, got all pissed off for a while before saying he's just locked in his apartment now. Cue me showing him Lotion Man. He snaps and gets out of there. Kai and Marie are both arguing in tears and red in the face. I told them sorry that I butted into their relationship and that I'll handle my husband myself.
I'll end
with a little
myself.
Help from
Lotion Man. Let's do this mano y mano. I found Tyler, the brother, before the sun set. But
wait, for real?
Yes. But I was shining a light on the truth. The rays of justice were upon me. He told me, yes, his brother did stop by, but only around 11 p.m. My husband left at around 8 p.m.
What was he doing for at least an hour?
So these 3 hours went fuck all. Tyler told me that he was angry and didn't tell him anything. I then tell him some context, just Lotion Man, and he says that maybe he was driving around for a while. It doesn't sound like my husband to drive as relief, but I'm willing to look into it since the future was already looking pretty effing bleak. I went home and I Googled something on my husband's phone. Instead, I was just checking if any of them had contacted him, aka the cheetahs.
Ooh.
Nothing, thankfully. I would have gone into more depth, but that would have to wait. Instead, I tried to keep him busy for the duration of the day. Remember how I said he sleeps really early? Well, that all worked in my favor. Cue to it working in her favor. I took his phone that night while he was snoring his ass off. Ran into a million dead ends. I knew something was missing, but I just couldn't find it. And finally, I opened his hidden photos. And kaboom, the story was in full picture. I'm talking 8K high definition.
Are there boobies?
What did I find?
Boobies.
Nudes.
Boobies.
Nudes. More nudes. Even more nudes.
So many nudes.
All of one girl.
No.
And not me. Shocker. But not Marie either. Who? I didn't recognize her. Let's call her Allison.
Third woman. It's the third woman. It's the secret third woman.
Considering Allison was my second grade best friend who was actually a snake.
No. Oh, oh wait. No, sorry.
They're not the same person.
They're just because.
She just like, named her after another snake.
I was like, that's crazy.
You fooled us, Sophie. Just so I can call her something when I refer to her in the story because I don't actually know her name. She's absolutely gorgeous. Red hair, hourglass figure, you name it. I love how OP is always like, I hate this woman, but goddamn,
she's sexy.
Smoking hot dime piece. I am obviously broken. I traced her back to a contact. I feel sick. There it is, an affair. He's been contacting her since February, days before I surprised him with a Valentine's thing that I had been using my paychecks for and thinking I was the luckiest woman alive. It effing sucks. I can't even read more, but I tough through it. Then I hit November 3rd, 2 days after the last nude, dare I say, the smoking nude. That was me. She's pissed off. She found out he was married all along. But she was in love with him. I would feel bad for her, but she didn't even bother trying to contact me out of love for him. Ergo, hubby has a genius idea. He told Allison, the cheater, that he'll bring his wife over in a hotel to show that his wife doesn't care about the affair.
Oh! He's gonna use Marie as a stunt double.
His fake wife!
Dude! This guy is playing some 4D chess. Holy shit.
Oh my
shit.
God.
My goodness.
That's insane.
Right?
Oh my God. And she would have never figured it out if he hadn't left.
She wouldn't have figured out. And then he would have left for good,
yeah.
Probably. For good, for good, for good. So I assume when Marie canceled, there was nothing he could do. He became whiny and begged her to come. He told Allison that there was an inconvenience and that they would meet up another day. And then the lotion man.
Always comes back.
He got
to lotion man.
He got pissed off at me and left. I don't know what he did after that. Or can I ask why that would
or
set
who
him
he
off?
Did.
I don't know. Maybe
lotion
he
was so sexy.
Maybe he uses lotion. I don't know. I don't know what he did after that, but whatever it is, he wasn't with either of them. Then he went back to Tyler's place, slept it off, and came back afterwards. I will spare you the details, but I couldn't even pretend to like him anymore after I found that out. I brought Kai and Marie over the next morning. He started effing blabbering and trying to deny it all before eventually admitting that he was into redheads. Marie is actually a strawberry blonde. Allison is very ginger. And it is one of the desires of his that I couldn't fulfill.
She could have dyed her hair.
Yeah.
But she not that she should have had. Yeah. Not that she should have to.
I can't believe you're suggesting that she should just dye her hair to win this man's love, Sophia.
No, absolutely not.
How dare you?
But like him being like, you could never fulfill this for me. Like that's one of the most easily changeable things.
Yeah.
Tell him,
not
Sophia.
That she should if some guys like
but
dye
you
your
were
hair.
To.
But in theory, is this a theoretical theory from Sophia?
No.
Sophia's redhead rules.
There we go. Even I could see past his BS saying that he loved only me and that being with Allison / Marie only made him love me more. I just said F it and packed my stuff.
Good.
Go off, sis.
Yeah. Take lotion man and run.
That's right. Yeah, be with him. The true man in your life. He got more desperate. But even I, the girl who is honestly infatuated with him, knew it was over. He technically owns the apartment, so I had to leave. Now I'm staying with Kai. Maybe. He is as hurt as I am. I feel for him too. His wife was his world. We were hugging and crying for a while, ranting about God knows what, just trying to get over ourselves, to be honest. He just tried lightening the mood by making lunch, and it was really nice. He is a wonderful cook.
Are they gonna get into a relationship?
Wait, side note.
Conspiracy theory?
Test, show him lotion man.
Side note, that's kind of convenient that like two people kind of cheat on each other, so like she can go to Kai's house and then Marie can go to OP's husband's house. Like, no one's homeless.
Yeah,
no one's nice. Homeless.
Everyone happy ending.
And we've seen this swap before.
Wife swap.
We've seen this swap before, ladies and gentlemen. I showed him the other two posts, and he got a kick out of some of your comments. Ha ha. As far as I know, my soon-to-be ex-husband is with Marie for now. I don't care about either of them, and honestly, it's kind of therapeutic just having some kind of closure and not walking on eggshells like I have been for the past few days. Kai and I are going to the gym tomorrow to do some relaxing yoga. And hopefully nice. Figure out what to do next.
Oh,
I know what you're going to do next.
Oh, goodness. Let's do some custom stretches,
some
my
hot
guy.
Yoga.
Oh, my. We've both taken off from work. I'm sorting out my finances, and hopefully I should get the ball rolling to finally legally split from my husband and be able to call him my ex and not soon to be ex. I am still so frazzled. I have at least half a dozen pictures of him and me on my desk, and our wedding picture is in my lock screen on pretty much all my devices. Ouch! I know my students will notice his sudden disappearance from my life, and I'll have to tell them that the guy I've been raving about for the past forever is divorcing me. I have to tell all my family and friends. Kai is my rock in this whole thing, and we'll eventually have to part ways, which hurts me because he's honestly my number one support system. In
why do they have to part ways?
Yeah.
Why don't we bring your ways together?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see a way.
Join the ways to
a third way. A path.
To
bone maybe living arrangements, actual divorce costs, law stuff, yuck, therapy, sigh. I still have a lot to go through. I can't believe I thought the relationship was perfect. It's really just therapeutic to write all of this down. But Reddit, thank you so much. I've already talked about how much support I've received, but honestly, some of you guys honesty and compliments he have, for lack of better emphasis, saved my life. I would have been with my cheating scum, and Kai would have been too. This place is so awesome, and there's so much to be seen in here. So many nice people checking in on me, wanting to keep up with my story. I will be coming back for more advice someday, though just know that I've seen y'all, yes, all of your sweet words, and I will continue lurking here for a long time. But this should be my final update for now. Thank you again, Reddit, from me and Kai. So there is a bit more to discuss here.
A bit.
The saga continues.
Mm.
I want to know if anything happens with Kai and her.
Yeah.
What say we? Together
what
or not?
Say we?
I say together.
I think they should
together
be.
Together or not?
I think they should be. I don't know if they are. Okay, go ahead. Together.
Together. Yes. Riley.
Gym partners should always be together.
There we go.
Gym and partners who gym together stay together.
And I'm going to say together.
The yeas have it.
A unanimous together for this next part of the story. So, whoa, holy shit. I was wondering why my inbox was exploding. Thank you all for the well wishes. I've been scrolling for a while, and wow, I'm grateful with so many of the people resonating with everything I've said. There's a lot of things I have to clear it up. So here it goes. The update.
Here it goes.
The update.
About now. Nothing much has changed. It's been a little over a week since my final update. My ex-husband and I have briefly spoken about our impending divorce, but other than that, nothing much. Still healing, still working, still hurting. Call me in a year's time, and I might have something better for you here about Allison, the other affair girl. No success in contacting her, though some of your suggestions have motivated me to work harder. About Kai and me. I know a lot of you are talking about this, so I'd rather get it out now rather than skirt around it. Kai and I are healing together.
Ooh.
As friends.
Oh.
Yes.
For now.
For now. And I doubt we would be an ideal match.
No.
Kai wants independent couple life, and I'm hoping to have kids. He's expressed that he has a very low libido. Why is he expressing that to you? I don't know. A big reason why he blames the whole situation on himself.
Aw.
Don't do
no.
that. Well, I have a high one, a high libido. Besides, we're basically brother and sister, but thank you for thinking about my options, LOL. Not quite ready to date yet and probably won't be for a while. Is the story fake? Yep, you caught me. Haha, just kidding. I wish it was. No curses to you if you think it is, though. It's not like you can trust everything you see on the internet, and I doubt you can change your mind. But unfortunately, yes, I am living in this reality, and no amount of rude messages are going to stop that. And that is where our story concludes.
Jeez.
What a saga.
What a saga.
Yeah, I'm just curious, like, when would you have ended things? Like in the comments, let us know. And also, I don't know, like, is there anything that we should give advice on from here?
Love yourself.
Yeah, I think, like, honestly, it's good that she's not getting with Kai, because now she can date herself, love herself, invest in herself. Yeah. And
work on
honestly,
your...
Honestly, getting right back into a relationship after, probably not the best idea.
Yeah.
You need time,
what
girl.
They say in improv class is work on your characters. Get them really strong. And I think if you improve upon Lotion Man, you can really get that routine down.
Yep. There we go. Mm. Improve Lotion Man. That is the key to success here.
But if you love us, make sure to subscribe.
We love you.
And see you tomorrow.
This boss ain't happy, see?
What's wrong, boss?
We're running low on respect. This podcast ain't got enough 5-star ratings on Spotify.
What do we do, boss?
Yeah, boss. Yo, the one listening, go to OKOP's profile page on Spotify, click about, and then give us 5 stars, capiche?
They did, boss.
Ah, beautiful. Now we're the most respected family in this goddarn town.
Thanks, listener. You're now an honorary member of our family. Remember, we take care of our own.